What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Sunday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. We are here on YouTube for our video, wherever you get your audio podcasts. And we're always being brought to you by BetMGM and the offer $10 to win $150. Any event, using that promo code Juice150 at BetMGM with a new account. Juice150 is the promo code. Okay. So a 2-3 day yesterday, unfortunately. So we go 3-1 over the previous 2 days and then 2-3 yesterday. So not great, but not awful. Losing day. So we snap our 2-game winning streak. We get Michigan right. They cover for us. We get Baylor right. They cover for us. The day kind of hinged on that under 55 points get scored. We played under 53 for Cincinnati Houston. So kind of a bummer there. One possession off from that game going under. It does go over. We were way wrong. I was way wrong on Wake Forest. That was the worst bet of the day. Wake Forest was completely, maybe Georgia too. I mean, I came in on Georgia. And here's the thing, and some people are like, man, you were on last night. You were talking about how you wanted to bet on Alabama. You weren't going to take Bama. And I was going to take Bama, but what I did with Baylor was the same thing I was waiting to do with Alabama. So Baylor went from 6.5 to 7, and then I bet Baylor plus 7. I was waiting on the same thing to happen with Georgia. I was waiting for that number to go to 7, and it never went to 7. And so I thought that that was a tell. I thought that that was the book saying, look, if we go to 7, then we're going to get hammered with Bama money. So we aren't going to go. The pros wanted 7. So the public took 6.5. The pros took 3 and 3.5 and 4.5 and 5.5. And they took all those numbers in between. And then once I got to 6.5, the public got involved and the pros stopped betting it. And I it was interesting. The pros kind of came off it. And then the public came back on Bama at plus 6.5. I was waiting for 7. Never got 7. And so I took Georgia. And that was a really bad decision by me. So that was a bad call. And then the under was a bad call. And then the Wake Forest bet was a bad call because they got steamrolled by Pitt. So Kenny Pickett with a big game and blah, blah, blah. So 2-3 overall. So not my worst, not my best. Down one unit or one plus 1.1 units around there, including the juice. So we move on until our Sunday to Sunday. Okay, so we're coming up today, live video stream with Dan Harris and myself. We will give you the player props coming up at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock in Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern time on this very YouTube channel for Dan Harris and I for our live stream. Back at it again here for us with the NFL. So we'll have one unit in play there. We'll have a Wong teaser, which hit last week, which improved to 8-4 or 8-5. I can't fully remember where we are with that. I think it might be 8-4. For the Wong teaser. So we'll come back with a Wong teaser for sure on the slate. And I've got 2 1-unit plays to give you guys here today. So we will have, in totality, we'll have 4 units in play here for the NFL day. So definitely, obviously, you know, typical NFL day. I don't like this slate, I'm going to be honest. Okay. I'm not fully in love with what the games are going to look like coming up here for today, but let's get into 2 of them here. And let's start with Washington at Las Vegas. Number was 2.5. Now it's 1.5. Total was 49.5. Now it's down to 48 for Vegas and Washington. Both these bets, by the way, by the time you guys get up in the morning and listen to this, both my bets are probably going to be moving in the right direction for us to get better numbers. I think this Washington-Vegas line is coming down. I think people are betting the under a lot. If you take a look at what some books are reporting from numbers perspective, there's one book that already is reporting on the under. 79.3% of the bets on the under and 69.9% of the money coming in here on the under for these two teams. And I mean, look, it's going down, down, down. 48, 47.5. So certain books are at 47.5. Okay. Hopefully we drop this thing all the way down to like a 47, 46 by kick. Okay. This is a late afternoon kickoff. And I'm going to come back and take the over, get to the lowest number possible. Wait, let this get bet by the public down because they've seen Washington and Vegas and they're like, Washington can't score or Vegas can't score. I will give you this. If you look at Washington's games, 5 of the last 6 games have gone under for Washington. However, 3-2 on the road for Washington to the over. Vegas at home, 4-2 to the over. Vegas last game against Dallas, 36-33, went over by 18 points with a total of 51. Now they got steamed at home against Cincinnati in their last game, 32-13. But this offense for Vegas can still score. And this defense for Vegas is not that great. Vegas giving up 26.8 points per game. That's 30th in the NFL. Washington giving up 25.6 points per game. That's 25th in the NFL. Vegas scoring 23.5 points per game. 17th best in the NFL. And Washington scoring 20.8 points per game. That's 20th in the NFL. I like Taylor Heinicke. I think this offense can move the ball on Vegas. I think this offense can potentially make some, you know, get some big plays here. I mean, Vegas gives up a bunch of yards on the ground. 4.4 yards per rush is 20th best in the NFL. They give up over 125 yards rushing. That's exactly what Washington runs per game, 125 yards rushing. So I think Washington's going to run the ball, but I also think they got a chance to make some big plays. Vegas gives up 234 yards per game through the air. That's more than what Washington averages. And then on the other side, you know, Vegas's offense, 7.9 yards per pass play. That's second best in the NFL. And it's without Henry Ruggs being out there. And it's the fact that they haven't always found ways of getting the football to their key guys. It's still 7.9, and Washington gives up 7.4 yards per pass play. That is 28th best in the NFL. I will be looking at Vegas receiving props and Derek Carr passing props for my prop bets coming up for here today. I think they're going to throw all over Washington. They don't run the ball very well in Vegas. 3.8 yards per rush, and Washington's not that easy to run on. 4.1 yards per rush. But I think Vegas is going to throw the football. I think Washington can move the ball through the air and on the ground against Vegas. Let this number drop. Whatever the lowest number is, maybe there's some buyback here, but I think you're going to get 47, 46 potentially even here with this. We're going over Vegas and Washington. I think it's going to be a higher scoring game. I do think Washington's going to be right there, and Washington's probably the right side here. I don't like that Vegas defense at all, and I think that Washington offense is going to have a pretty good game. I mean, how many points do we need from Vegas to cover this? Probably 21, and Washington 28, somewhere in that range, 27, somewhere in that range. I think they get it. I lean Washington, but for one unit, we're taking the over. Washington at Las Vegas, one unit over whatever the lowest number, 47.5, 47, 46.5, whatever the lowest number is going to get to with this public buying in to the under here. We're going over Washington and Las Vegas. Speaking of buying into the public, one more play for you guys. Let's talk Denver at Kansas City. Broncos off a bye. My key favorite stat here, off a bye with Patrick Mahomes at the quarterback spot. Andy Reid is 7-1 straight up. Okay. They kill their opponents coming off of byes. Denver catching 9.5 points, and we're talking monster money. 91% spread handle at certain books coming in here on the Broncos at plus 9.5. Opened at 10, it's now 9.5. Denver's record against the spread, 6-5. KC, 4-7. They've been bad, but they've covered their last two games. At home, 1-5. Not great. However, they covered their last game against Dallas at home, laying 2.5. They won by 10. Over the last 10 games, KC 4-6 against the spread. Denver Broncos 5-5 against the spread. In the division, 1-1, both teams. Last game out for Denver against the Chargers, catching 2.5 points at home. They won the game outright by 15 points. But I'm just not a big believer in this offense here. Sorry, this defense for the Denver Broncos. And the public is just saying, well, KC doesn't cover anymore. They're not going to cover a double digit spread. I've already teased this down to -3.5. Okay. -3.5 for Kansas City personally. I took Dallas to pull that down. I think not only am I going to cash my teaser, I think Denver's going to win this game outright in by 10 points or more. Denver's offense, 25.5 points per game. Sorry, KC's offense, 25.5 points per game. Denver's defense, 17.8 points per game. But man, this passing attack, 6.6 yards per pass. It's 13th best in the NFL. I think Casey's going to have a chance to make some big plays through the passing attack, get Kelce really going, get the running game going for the Chiefs. I mean, 4.6 yards per rush. They got to run the ball more. 111 yards per game is 17th best in the NFL. I do think that they're going to get after it and run the football here. I think I got Mahomes. I got Mahomes at home. I got Mahomes at home off a bye, and I got a Denver team that I don't particularly like all that much. I mean, they're not playing for much right now. I mean, Denver 6-5. You could say, okay, Matt, they're kind of still in the hunt. I'm not buying their own hunt, but they've won 3 of 4. So I could say, oh, they're playing better. Here they come. Nah, man. I mean, I know they beat Washington, Dallas, and the Chargers. They lost 30-13 to Philadelphia. I see a similar type of game here. I think it's a 30-13 type game. I think KC goes away winning this. I'm going to lay the 9.5, but you might get a better number. It might be 9. By the time you guys get this, it may be 9. It may be 8.5. Yeah, maybe 8.5 because of all the public money coming in here on the Broncos. This is definitely the square dog play of the day. Taking the points with the Broncos. I'm laying it. KC minus 9.5. KC minus 9 for one unit at home taking on the Denver Broncos. Okay. So on the live stream, we have the Wong teaser and I got 4 player props to come at you here on a Sunday morning for us. Two units in play. We're going Denver KC, laying the 9.5, 9 with the KC Chiefs. And we're taking the over 47, 46, whatever you're going to get from a total perspective over Vegas and Washington, each for one unit coming up here today. My name is Matt Peralt. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. I'll talk to you for the live stream 11 a.m. Eastern time with Dan Harris and myself for another week of NFL football. It's the Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.